You're listening to SBS News.
Just days before Christmas, countries across Europe are considering new curbs as the fast-moving Omicron variant sweeps the world. Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz says the coronavirus won't take a break over the holidays, and new measures to control the virus in the country are needed.
Auch für Genesene und vollständig Geimpfte werden nun wieder gewisse Beschränkungen nötig.
For those who have recovered and those who have been fully vaccinated, certain restrictions will again be necessary. Private gatherings will be limited to a maximum of 10 people. Of course, this is especially true regarding New Year's Eve. It's not the time for parties and social evenings in large groups. Children under the age of 14 are not included in this restriction to 10 persons as before. Clubs and discos will be closed until further notice to make it more difficult for the virus to spread. Major events that cross regional boundaries may also no longer take place with an audience or the public. This applies in particular to football matches.
While it's not looking like an ideal start to the new year, the Chancellor urged Germans to stay both positive and vigilant.
Meine Damen und Herren, ich hätte Ihnen gerne erfreulichere Nachrichten kurz vor den Weihnachtsfeiertagen mitgeteilt.
This pandemic is wearing us all down. We're all worn down and tired of the pandemic. But that doesn't help anyone. We must once again stand together and in many cases keep our distance. We have to protect ourselves and our relatives. If we do that with all the common sense that's given to us as human beings, we will also get through the next corona wave.
In Spain, coronavirus infections increased by 60% within a week. Health Ministry figures released show the country is now considered to be at a very high risk. Catalonia, the region with the highest number of cases, has announced it is seeking court approval to re-establish a curfew from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. over 2 weeks. Regional leader Pere Aragonès.
Però és cert que en els darrers dies tots els indicadors mostren.
It's true that recently all the data shows how the scenario has radically changed, reaching a critical point that forced us to act as fast as possible. We cannot wait one more day. We are enforcing measures that we know are tough but effective to stop the pandemic and the number of cases, to limit pressure on hospitals and to progressively recover normality.
It is prepared to become the first Spanish region to reinstate serious limitations and put a damper on the holiday cheer. One in four of everyone hospitalised in Spain with COVID-19 is located in Catalonia. As Europe braces themselves for more cases fueled by the Omicron variant, the European Union has approved the use of Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine in people 18 years and older, paving the way for a fifth shot in the EU. In the Americas, Panama has detected its first Omicron case. It was a 50-year-old who worked in mining and recently travelled to South Africa. Costa Rica and Colombia have confirmed 3 more infections. In the United States, President Joe Biden has bought 500 million rapid testing kits in a bid to tackle the Omicron surge.
The federal government will purchase 500 million, that's not million, billion with a B, additional at-home rapid tests with delivery starting in January. We'll be getting these tests to Americans for free.
The Omicron variant now accounts for 73% of all US infections. President Joe Biden also announced that the holidays could be close to normal for the vaccinated, while potentially dangerous for the unvaccinated, urging Americans to get a booster shot.
And I know some Americans are wondering if you can safely celebrate the holidays with your family and friends. The answer is yes, you can. If you and those you celebrate with are vaccinated, particularly if you've gotten your booster shot. If you are vaccinated and follow the precautions that we all know well, you should feel comfortable celebrating Christmas and the holidays as you planned it.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.